tiger. The enslavement is happening. It's unfolding all around us. We must rise to the challenge with God's Spirit filling our sails with the focus and clarity and energy to do the right thing. Two final callers and the great Drew Hernandez takes over. The crew put together a little promo from my first emergency broadcast from the emergency studios of the Alex Jones Network. AlexJones.network tonight, 7 p.m. Central, another emergency transmission as we turn up the heat in the face of the deep state assault. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do. The fight for the future is now. Drew Hernandez takes over in a moment. But first, Eric in New Mexico and then Steve in Arizona. You're our tail gunners. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, Alex. Me and the kids have been doing time capsules and in Constitution and Bill of Rights, and I was thinking it'd be kind of if you sold one that had, like, at least a summary of your archives and stuff, you know, to preserve for the future.
Oh, yeah, well, the Democrats say that they're going to own all that and ban it all, literal digital book burning. But you guys, my stuff's everywhere. It's all free to air. It's always been free. You've always owned it. No matter what they say, they'll never be able to block you. Everybody, whoever's got the capabilities, go download InfoWars. Upload your own version. It's free to the public. All my films, all my material, everything. It's all yours.
Yeah, it would just be kind of cool for me to, you know, see something like that in your market and buy a time capsule ready to go, you know. So,
well, I mean, absolutely. And that's something that we've been working on. So you read my mind.
Oh, wow. Awesome. And, you know, put a Bible in it and put Constitution, Dead Sea Scrolls, whatever you can think of that matters, you know. And
that's a great idea. You know, according to the globalist, any thought crime in the future is a thought crime in the past. So something that's not a thought crime today that is in the future, they'll still ban you or deplatform you or persecute you for it. So you're talking about a lot of evil stuff. Alex Jones Archives, the Bible. I mean, this the Constitution, woo, the New York Times says ban that thing. Great idea. Sir, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Love you, brother. Thank you. Steve in Arizona, welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead.
Alex, hi.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. I'll get to it, Alex. I've only got one thing to say. I wish you would lead us in prayer every hour on the hour. We've got like 24 days left. You've got an incredible pool of energy out here, 15 million people ready to pray for InfoWars, for Donald Trump's safety, for peace in America, and a fair election. If you led us in prayer on bullet point things like that, once an hour, even once every half hour, we can change the world. What do you think about that?
Well, prayer is real. God listens. And when we pray together, it's incredibly powerful. When two of us agree on earth, God makes it so in heaven. Drew Hernandez is a pastor and really, really smart guy. And I agree with his theological view. That's my, you know, similar understanding of it. Perhaps he'll lead us in a prayer. I tend to pray in private. I have prayed on air some. And I tend to pray when everybody's asleep or, you know, in the middle of the day when nobody's around. And I really don't ask for stuff from God. I actually just try to make contact, which I do, with God, and then ask God what I'm supposed to do, and so I can be, you know, really focused on God and get the discernment of being led, God, and directed. So I would pray that God move into people's hearts and minds who are open to it. I would pray for people to pray, to open themselves up to God more and the Holy Spirit, and that God would lead, God, and direct them. And I would leave that as people's personal relationship with Christ. But I would pray for people to repent and seek God's face and to confound our enemies and to expose their plans and to protect the whistleblowers and others on the front lines. And I would pray for the children in bondage, both in slave labor and sex slavery worldwide, particularly here because of the globalist operations. And I would pray that President Trump would focus particularly on that and the preparations for martial law, and that the Great Awakening already happening will accelerate. And I just thank God for seeing the Great Awakening happening that God told me 25 years ago would be happening when the globalists went into their operational mode. And so all of what God has told me that I've repeated on air decades ago has now come true, proof of how incredible God is and how real. We just thank God for his revelation of John, the Revelator in the Isle of Patmos, as we now see it all being fulfilled. And thank you for your son, Christ Jesus, and the sacrifices on the cross. Amen. I mean, I just don't know what else to say. If I was you, I would personally just pray for the Holy Spirit to more intensely come in and to lead God and direct you and have God tell you what God wants you to do. Drew Hernandez is a great talk show host, really smart guy, and also a great reporter and father of a family. And so, Drew, I don't usually tell you what I want you to do, but if you would indulge the caller and feel like, you know, feel the Spirit right now to do it, would you lead us in prayer and then get into your segments here on the show? Thank you so much, Drew Hernandez.
Absolutely. If the crew would like to maybe just run some video while I pray, that'd be great. I mean, as a Christian, I'm never going to turn that down. So right out the gate, Lord Jesus, we just come before you and we're here on the Alex Jones Show. We are here on the InfoWars Network on the brink of absolute defeat. But we know that that has happened many times in your people's history where your back is up against the wall, back is up against the Red Sea, and there's nowhere to go but to you. And so not only do we pray for the future of InfoWars, but we pray for the stability of our country in this upcoming election. We pray for the salvation of souls, not only in the United States of America, but across the entire globe. Because at the end of the day, everything that is tangible and physical, all of this is going to burn away. And the only thing that will remain and last forever is your word, is you, and everything that is preserved by your very word and you yourself. So we just pray for the salvation of souls here listening today, whether it be on X or Band.video or Rumble or wherever my voice is being transmitted through radio. We just pray that people all around the world that are worried about World War III and total annihilation and devastation of humanity and civilization, we know that the ultimate preservative is you and eternal salvation through your son, Jesus Christ. And we know that faith in your son, Jesus Christ, alone is our salvation via repentance and accepting the gospel, that if we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe in our heart that God had raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So we pray for that eternal reality in the souls of all people that may hear this right now, or maybe missionaries around the entire world that are doing the work of ministry. Empower them, equip them, encourage them, strengthen them, even in the face of martyrdom. We just pray, Lord, for your glory to be revealed in absolutely everything, because regardless of what outcomes may be, you are eternal, you are Lord, and you yourself reign forever and will always be good. And so with that said, we love you regardless of what the outcomes are. We trust you regardless of what the outcomes are. But still, faith without works is dead. This doesn't mean we sit around and do nothing. So we pray for the energy, we pray for the resources, we pray for the guidance, we pray for the wisdom, we pray for the discernment, we pray for the vision to do your work that you've called every single one of us to do. And at the end of the day, all glory to God, all dominion, all power, all supremacy forever and ever to Christ Jesus our Lord, because Christ is eternally King forever. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, I'll never turn down the opportunity to pray when I'm asked. We know how Jesus feels about, you know, praying in public, etc. But still, that's why I asked the crew to just play some video, because it's not about me. It's not about Alex. It's all about Christ Jesus, our Lord. And, you know, sitting there as I'm praying and I'm thinking and, you know, the direction of where our nation is going, and what I'm seeing is people waking up, which is a great thing, which is a good thing. But what people need to understand, especially in terms of, you know, like a biblical worldview and the direction things are going, people really do need to understand that yes, we do God's will, but that doesn't always mean safety and humanistic thinkings of comfort and security. Now, the Holy Spirit will always comfort us. What I mean is that God's will, that's what we ultimately pray for. Lord, may your will be done in Jesus' name, right? That's the ultimate prayer. Whatever that outcome is, we got to be content with that. And we will continue to worship and follow him regardless of what the outcomes may be. And just real quick, if the crew can hear me, I don't have a timer. I can't see a clock. So I don't know when the next break is, and I don't want to awkwardly get cut off. So if you guys could just let me know in the earpiece when we got like 30 seconds left, I'd appreciate that if you guys can hear me. But continuing, what I am seeing and what I am experiencing is a lot of people waking up, is a lot of people that are coming to the conclusion that what is happening to our nation, what is happening to our world, goes far beyond political differences, goes far beyond political ideologies, that goes far beyond even cultural